time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The president answered some questions from the press and raised some eyebrows on Tuesday as he met with leaders of the Baltic nations. He said the military will be sent to guard the U.S.-Mexico border, further escalating his rhetoric on illegal immigration, but offering few details on how and when such a plan might be implemented.
The laws that were created by Democrats are so pathetic and so weak. So I told Mexico, and I respect what they did, I said, look, your laws are very powerful. Your laws are very strong. We have very bad laws for our border. And we are going to be doing some things. I've been speaking with General Mattis. We're going to be doing things militarily. Until we can have a wall and proper security, we're going to be guarding our border with the military. That's a big step. We really haven't done that before, or certainly not very much before. But we will be doing things with Mexico, and they have to do it. Otherwise, I'm not going to do the NAFTA deal. NAFTA's been fantastic for Mexico, bad for us.
Trump suggested that the U.S. would soon pull out of Syria.
As far as Syria is concerned, our primary mission in terms of that was getting rid of ISIS. We've almost completed that task, and we'll be making a decision very quickly in coordination with others in the area as to what we'll do. Saudi Arabia is very interested in our decision. And I said, well, you know, you want us to say maybe you're going to have to pay. But a lot of people, you know, we do a lot of things in this country. We do them for we do them for a lot of reasons. But it's very costly for our country, and it helps other countries a hell of a lot more than it helps us. So we're going to be making a decision. We've had a tremendous military success against ISIS, as you know. It's close to 100%, as I just said. And we'll be making a decision as to what we do in the very near future. We'll be consulting also with groups of our people and groups of our allies.
Okay? So you're inclined to pull the troops out?
Say it.
You're inclined to pull the troops out?
I want to get out. I want to bring our troops back home. I want to start rebuilding our nation.
To top it off, Trump included a jab at the U.S. media again.
Pick a reporter, please. You could pick a reporter, a Baltic reporter, ideally. Real news, not fake news. Go ahead.
Another day, another mass shooting in America, this time at YouTube headquarters in San Bruno, California, Tuesday afternoon.
At 12:46 p.m. this afternoon, San Bruno Police Department received numerous 911 calls regarding gunshots at the YouTube campus located on Cherry Avenue in our city. We have four victims who have all been transported for gunshot-related injuries, and we have one subject who's deceased inside the building with a self-inflicted wound that at this time we believe to be the shooter, but we're still following up on that.
The shooter has been identified as a 39-year-old San Diego woman who police say had a YouTube channel and problems with the policies or practices that YouTube employed. The Washington Post broke a story Tuesday night saying that Robert Mueller informed Trump's attorneys that the president is still under investigation but is not considered a criminal target at this point. Post reporter Robert Costa explained to MSNBC's Chris Hayes.
Carol Lenig and I at the Washington Post just broke a big story that we've been working on for a week, which is an update on the Mueller investigation. And we know, based on our reporting, that Bob Mueller has personally informed President Trump's attorneys that he remains under investigation. He is not a criminal target at this point. He is a subject of the investigation. And that means he still wants to have an interview with the president. So there are negotiations that are ongoing about whether the president will sit down. And he's by no means in the clear, but he's not about to get charges either, according to Mueller.
That's according to your sources who have learned about this communication from Mueller to the president's attorneys. Is that correct?
Correct. That is correct.
And there this is in the context of negotiating the terms under which the president gives testimony to Robert Mueller's investigators. And they're saying that he is subject to the investigation, but not a criminal target.
That's right. But that, of course, could change if the president stumbled in an interview. And it is clear in our reporting that Bob Mueller at this moment, based on our reporting and our sourcing, is working on a report about potential obstruction of justice by President Trump, looking at President Trump's conduct in office, looking at things like the firing of former FBI Director James Comey. He is going to prepare a report in the coming weeks perhaps likely by June or July, that's going to look at what did the president do while he was in office, was it obstruction or justice or not, and he wants to understand the president's intent. What was the president's intent? Was it criminal or not? He says for now the president's not under criminal investigation at all, but he wants to figure out the intent. That's why there's a big disagreement in the president's circle about whether to do this interview or not.
Wednesday marks the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. King was shot and killed in Memphis, Tennessee, as he stood on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel on April 4, 1968. He was in Memphis to support striking sanitation workers. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.